Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Question. By saying that we are everything already, are you saying we shouldn't have ambition, that we shouldn't strive to give ourselves and our children better lives? Answer. I'm saying that when you are properly identified, you know that the only thing that can keep you from or guarantee your having the best possible life is what you are thinking and saying, not what you are doing. The biblical saying, "What profits a man to gain the world and lose his soul?" addresses this question. Trying to be something when you're everything already is a sure way to recognize that you have identified yourself as nothing, the ego, trying to be something instead of as everything, God, expressing and extending the magnificence of what is already there. It sounds to me like what you're suggesting is that when you have more money, more power, more fame, etc., you will have a better life for yourself and your children. However, we all know rich, sick people, unloved, powerful people, and addicted or incarcerated famous people. If what you mean by a better life is that you're going to spend your time learning and teaching what it means to be an emanation of God, then I say bravo to your striving. Right now, we are using only a small percentage of our human potential, and what we have managed to do with that tiny percent is absolutely amazing. Just think what could be accomplished if our energies went into learning more about what it means to be the image and likeness of God. If we are utilizing even a few percent more of our capacity, we could be flying without planes, communicating across long distances without phones, manifesting abundance without struggle, and healing with our thoughts. Unfortunately, most people use what is presently accessible to them, just trying to be safe, trying to be special, trying not to lose their things. If more time could be spent learning what it means to be divine, I don't think people would be so anxious to hurry up and get out of the game. We each come here with what we are meant to accomplish in a lifetime already written on our hearts by our higher selves. And our spirit is always there to make sure the designated path is easy, safe, and successful. If we simply choose to be guided by what is there, we would be much healthier, happier, more naturally abundant people. The problem is that we in so-called advanced societies have been conditioned to follow the dollar rather than our hearts. It is true that we may not initially have a lot of money or a lot of attention. We may not be able to go a lot of places and acquire a lot of things. But your soul would be steadily advancing towards self-realization. And with that, you would ultimately end up with everything.